Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Happy Halloween. Welcome in. It is the Graybar Sports Open Line on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Scott Warman in for Matt Pauly. You know, Tom Ackerman, our sports director here, said, hey, Warman. You know, Matt's got these young guys. You're an old dude. Can you give Matt a little bit of a break so he can go trick-or-treating with his kids? I said, of course, Aki. I can do that. As long as Paulie gives me all the Reese's peanut butter cups, I'm a happy camper. So that is on Matt Pauly. And for all those running around out there, have a happy and safe, happy Halloween. And thanks for making KMOX a part of your evening here on this Halloween. We'll be here until 8 o'clock. A lot to get to. Of course, Game 6 of the World Series is coming up in less than an hour up in Toronto as the Blue Jays are trying to win their first World Series championship in over 30 years, as it will be Kevin Gausman getting the start against Yamamoto for the Dodgers. And of course, if the Toronto Blue Jays can come away with the victory, they get the World Series championship and knocking off the defending champions. And we're going to talk some baseball, not only the World Series, but we're also coming up here momentarily going to talk about the Cardinals making some moves. You just heard Kevin and Bernie talk about what Chaim Bloom has done to expand his staff to take the Cardinals into this new venture. We'll discuss that a little bit with Chip Carey, the TV voice of the St. Louis Cardinals for us over at FanDuel Sports Network. But the other reason I wanted to bring Chip on, and I don't know, maybe some of you have caught this with some of the things that Chip has said to, you know, maybe look and see if we can better the game of baseball. And one of the things that we'll delve in with Chip coming up here in our next segment is the fact that Chip really wants to see maybe realignment in baseball. And not only realignment, which would add expansion to the game, but realignment where it's more of a monetary type of situation, especially if you went to 4 divisions in each league, or 8 total divisions if you wind up with 32 teams. And Chip will explain a little bit. The other thing that I thought was really interesting, and he brought it up during one of our telecasts this summer on FanDuel Sports Network, Cardinal telecast, him and Brad Thompson, was the fact that, and those that follow sports, you've seen football where, you know, when we had that team here, you had the inactive list. So you have a roster of 53, but there's like 8 players that are inactive. And in hockey, those of you that watch the Blues, watch the NHL, you have scratches. You have 2 or 3 players that are scratched. Well, Chip brought this up, and I thought it was really intriguing. He'll delve into it a little bit more about just roster composition as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, because Chip thinks that, you know, maybe to better the game, especially that arms are at such a premium in all of Major League Baseball, that maybe there should be maybe a couple, two, three inactives as far as pitchers are concerned, night in and night out. When you think of pitchers coming up or pitchers that just had pitch, they're not going to pitch, barring some unforeseen circumstances, the next day or the day before. But you also have some bullpen arms that are tired out after they maybe pitched three straight days. So anyway, a little bit more into that conversation with Chip Carey. We'll talk about him. We'll talk to him about that as well as the World Series. Also, as we move along, we'll talk a little hockey. Jim Thomas, who used to cover the Blues for the St. Louis Post Dispatch, GT, good friend, longtime friend, who I covered the Rams with for many, many years as well, has a book out, and we're going to talk about his book. It's called The Franchise, and it's about the St. Louis Blues franchise and their incredible storied history. Yeah, there's only one Stanley Cup championship, but there are so many other stories that involve the St. Louis Blues over the 50-plus years. So we'll talk some Blues hockey, and we'll also talk about Jimmy's book coming up. And by the way, any Amazon outlet, you can get Jimmy's book. It is called The Franchise. It's about the St. Louis Blues, and it's really a terrific read. I've just got it started. He sent me his book, and if you're any type of Blues fan, you'll really appreciate the history of the St. Louis Blues. So that conversation coming up a little bit later on in this hour with Jim Thomas. Then in the 7 o'clock hour, shift gears, as I know Kevin and Bernie talked about NFL, and specifically the Chiefs. We'll have the Chiefs game coming up on Sunday, as it'll be the Chiefs up in Buffalo to take on the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff at 3:25 from Buffalo. And one of the members of the broadcast, Dana Hughes, the color analyst, who I did many years of college football, of over 20 years, actually, of college football with Dana Hughes. Just a good, good friend, good guy, former Chief, who does the broadcast with my good friend Mitch Holtis. Danon's going to talk a little bit Chiefs football and break down this game that's coming up. Big one for many different purposes, as Danon will point out, coming up as that will get going in the 7 o'clock hour. And then, it's hard to believe, I know we got so much going on with football, NFL, college football. We got the hockey going on. NBA just started. We got Major League Baseball World Series. But college basketball is actually getting started on Monday. And, of course, here in St. Louis, it is the home of the Missouri Valley Conference. And Mike Kern, who is the Senior Associate Commissioner of the Missouri Valley Conference, will delve in a little bit of college basketball as the season kicks off. But also, of course, the Valley hosts its men's tournament here in St. Louis. It'll happen in March. It's called Arch Madness. But not only that, but the Valley is also hosting the first and second rounds of the NCAA men's basketball tournament at Enterprise Center the third weekend in March. And so Mike will give us all the details of that. I can tell you this right now, and he'll tell you during the conversation, there are still some tickets remaining for that event. I know we're a few months off, but folks, I can guarantee you, once you get to March and teams start to figure out where they're going to play, those tickets get gobbled up real, real fast. And it's really an incredible event. Of course, heck, we go 20 years ago, back in 2005, and the Valley did a superb job, as some of us remember, hosting the Final Four that was held over at the old Edward Jones Dome. But it will be the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament, and that will be at Enterprise, and Mike will delve into that coming up on the program as well. As we get set also for the World Series from Toronto, can the Blue Jays cap it off against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight up in Toronto? And we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the World Series, we'll talk some Cardinals, and we'll talk things, all things baseball, with the TV voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. Chip Carey joins us next on The Voice of St. Louis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Back to the Graybar Sports Open Live on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Back on the Graybar Sports Open Live. On the Voice of St. Louis and your home for Cardinal Baseball, KMOX, and it is a pleasure to join us right now here on the Voice of St. Louis. He, of course, is the TV voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, our good friend Chip Carey. Happy Halloween, my friend.
Hey, Scotty, I'm one of those lucky people that doesn't have to wear a costume on this holiday because I'm ugly every day, so this is a rare respite for me. It's great.
That makes two of us. As I opened up the pregame show last night on FanDuel for our Blues telecast, I said, yep, it's pretty scary. There's Vitaly, Federico, and Warman. It is Halloween Eve.
the three horsemen of death.
That's right. Hey, let's get to World Series. Game 6 coming up here momentarily from Toronto. Yeah. The Jays trying to close it out and become world champions for the first time in over 30 years. And, you know, you can even just be, to me, Chip, a casual baseball fan. You really have to, I don't know if you stayed up all 18 innings like I'm sure most people didn't, but you really have to enjoy. This has been, I think, really a fun series to watch.
Yeah, it's a great World Series because the stars are coming out and the stars are doing their thing, right? That's what you want to see. Look, Ohtani hasn't been himself for the most part. Of course, he had that fantastic game with the home runs and the unbelievable pitching performance for the Dodgers earlier. But, Yamamoto, who's going to pitch tonight, was unbelievable with a complete game in his last outing. Guerrero and the Blue Jays and Alejandro Kirk, who I think is the best-kept secret in baseball, have all had remarkable runs in the postseason. And as we see so often, it's the unheralded guys, the Addison Bargers of the world, who do what he did that make the postseason matchup so much fun. Expect the unexpected. I would expect nothing different tonight. Should be a great game. I hope Toronto can close it out tonight. I think that would be great for the sport. It'd be great for Canada as we ponder expansion maybe down the road, get some more people excited about perhaps putting a team back in Canada again someday. But it's, to your point, been a fantastic first five games. And if it goes 6 or 7, either way, the fans of baseball were the big winners, no matter who comes out on top.
And I'm glad to see the casual fan getting a chance to see day in and day out here during the playoffs of Vlad Guerrero Jr. It's like when I've always said this, you know, when you see players from afar, like we saw Nolan Arenado with Colorado. Until you actually see a guy that actually plays here and you see him every day, you appreciate him, but not as much. Same, I always say, you don't appreciate Yadier Molina until you saw him every day for 20-some-odd years that he was here in St. Louis. Vlad Guerrero, I think the same way. This kid is a special, special ball player.
He really is, and he's really transformed himself. Remember, earlier in his Toronto career, he was a kid that could hit, but he was out of shape, and he was pudgy and out, you know, just this big round mound of goo that happened to hit the ball 500 feet. What has really struck me about watching Vlad Jr. play when he was in St. Louis this year was how nimble he is around first base, how good he is defensively, how lithe and limber that swing is. He is not just a slugger. He is a complete baseball player, and you're right. The face of a franchise in Toronto is Vlad Jr. It's hard to imagine where they'd be without him, and it's hard to imagine where that franchise would be had they not been able to sign him to that big multi-million, $100 million contract. So good for Toronto, good for the game, good for Canada, and certainly good for Vlad Jr. He has not disappointed at all this October, and it's been, as you said, great to see.
All right, Chip Carey, let's turn to our ball club here. The Cardinals obviously making some news. Ollie's staff, Ollie remain the same, but it looks like we're going to see Chaim Bloom get the opportunity to expand things within the organization from a scouting department, from an analytics department. A couple of additions were announced earlier today, and it looks like Chaim's really in full bloom, no pun intended here, but looks like things are really going in the direction of what we're going to see here in the future with this ball club.
Yeah, for so many years, Scott, it seemed like there was a civil war in baseball, right, between the old school scouts and the analytics, propeller heads in dark rooms figuring out the algorithms as to how to get a guy to throw his slider with more spin, right? I think that what Chaim is doing, at least from my perspective, is it's trying to get the best of both worlds. Let's not eliminate anything that is going to ultimately lead us to the right decisions. And the fact that they are supplementing the scouting department, I think, is great. Eyeballs on players is an important thing. The eye test does matter. So do the numbers, and so do the analytics, and so do the features and things that are below the waterline for most fans. Where Chaim has been very, very well steeped, as you know, from his days in Boston and Tampa Bay. So I'm really excited about the hires. I'm really excited about this commitment to, shall we say, a broader brush for the Cardinals to go out and try to rebrand themselves and get back to the top of the division and be a World Series contender. All of these pieces are in place or being put in place, are being done with that in mind. It's not going to happen overnight, as we know. But at least I think there is a sense of direction that may have been missing the last couple of years. You've got a new man in charge. He's putting his stamp on the organization. He's been given the green light by ownership to do that. And as I said before, these aren't necessarily sexy moves, but these are moves that I think that if you add them up, kind of like the way the Tampa Bay Rays play, if you add them up, these 1%, 2%, and 3% incremental gains over time should lead to really, really big benefits down the road. So slow and steady, that's the plan. At least that's my perception of the plan, but getting the right people in place to supplement what the Cardinals have been successful at for so many years, I think, is a great way of going about it.
And Chip, the one thing that I always mention when I get the question asked is the fact that, look at what he's done in the past. Not only what he did during his run with Tampa, but if you just look at the here and now, look at all the wealth of talent that is now up with the Red Sox or almost up right with the big club. That has Chaim Bloom's name written all over it.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, he was given a dictate by the management to trade Mookie Betts.
Right.
Yeah, look, and no general manager wants to trade a player of that caliber, but when you have a boss and your boss tells you that's what you've got to do, you do it, and you try to make the best of it. Now, the return for Mookie Betts hasn't turned out to be, on the whole, as great as the Red Sox would have envisioned, but to your point, the drafting, the developing, some of the other moves and some of the other acquisitions that Chaim and his staff at the time did that were, again, made with the long-term in play, I think you're seeing the results of that for the Red Sox. They've got a terrific young core of controllable players that has a chance to be good for a long, long time and play and grow together. And I think all of us in St. Louis would love to see that kind of opportunity develop and have homegrown guys grow up and be stars and lead the Cardinals to greater glories. I think that's his framework. It's worked before, and he's going to hopefully be given time to implement that possibility, and hopefully for all of us get it done sooner rather than later.
The TV voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, of course, is Mr. Chip Carey, kind enough to join us here on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. All right, a couple of things I want to touch before we let you go, and maybe listeners haven't heard this before, but there are a couple of things that I want to pass along to Cardinal fans, baseball fans out there, that I know you have proposed, or at least this is something that you have come up with. And let's start with the imbalance. You changing divisions and moving things around to make a little bit more of a competitive balance. Explain that to some of the baseball fans out there.
Yeah, I've been a proponent of not only geographical realignment, but economic realignment. And the way you have to do that, one, you got to expand by two teams. And without getting into the long drawn out of that, Oakland stadium situation is taken care of. They're going to be in Vegas in a couple of years. You've got new ownership in Tampa Bay. The Rays are going to try to get a new stadium here in the next couple of years. And once you do that, you can expand by two teams. You have 32 teams. You have 8 four-team divisions. The leagues as we know them don't exist anymore. We're all playing with a designated hitter. We're all playing by the same rules. We're all playing every other team. So you can balance and realign geographically, which saves on travel. But let's realign economically. There's no reason that Tampa Bay should be in the same division as the Yankees. It's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. Yep. Why not put a Yankees, Red Sox, Mets, and Phillies division together? Let the big boys slug it out for the Shohei Ohtanis and the Pete Alonzos of the world if those are the guys that they want to sign. But likewise, if you have a division with, say, Cincinnati and Cleveland and Detroit and Milwaukee, just using those four teams as an example, well, they don't have to play in those waters. But I know if they win their division, one of those small market teams gets into postseason play. And I think my sense is that fans want that. Fans want to know that their team has a shot to get into playoff mode come September and October. And it's a lot more difficult for those teams to fight on the same economic platform as the big boys. I think it makes a lot of sense. I think expanding by two teams adds 52 more jobs. Not a math major, 52 more jobs. But you realign economically in a way that so much of this labor imbalance that we're worried about and hearing about coming up in labor talks at the end of the 2026 season, much of that, in my opinion, might go away, and maybe that's what is going to be the secret to the long-term success and health of the sport.
And I know a lot of people were rooting for Seattle to knock off Toronto because they were looking for more of a different scene and a team that is one of the smaller markets. All right, the other one that I know you brought up during a couple of our telecasts during this past season, and I honestly, this one I hadn't heard from you before, so I apologize if you've mentioned it before this season, but you and Brad were talking about expanding rosters where we have in the NHL, there's like two or three players scratched, or there are inactive players in the NFL. You only have 45 instead of 53 guys running around on the football field for 3 hours in the National Football League. You said, look, you can make two or three pitchers inactive and still have a 26-man roster. Chip, I think this is brilliant, especially when we know the pitching is so wholesome right now and so hard to come by in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying something I said is brilliant. Can I get you to record that so I can give it to my
wife? We got it recorded, bud.
Well, look, first of all, service time comes into play and all of that, and paying players major league salaries and all that stuff. Obviously, I get it, but a couple of things. One, I think you should have a bigger roster in April as opposed to September, when guys are trying to get in shape and play themselves into shape. Most guys get hurt in March and April instead of in the middle of the summer. That's number one. But number two, yeah, if you have three starting pitchers that aren't going to play, why not have a taxi squad like they did during COVID, where you can have one position player, maybe one starter, a long man as an and one short inning guy to supplement your bullpen. You know, we're only allowed to carry 13 pitchers, and you know, based on usage, guys don't pitch 3 days in a row anymore. And to your point, when you think about the 18-inning game that the Dodgers and Blue Jays just played, you know, if either one of those starters had gone two innings the very next game, both teams would have been in real, real trouble. So, yeah, I think it's an idea worth considering. Obviously, the Players Association would probably love it because you got more guys getting prorated Major League money. But I think for the health of the game and for just the common sense standpoint of getting guys into the game and keeping guys healthy, having healthy scratches like they do in the NHL is at least something to think about and talk about. I think it makes perfect sense. And look, why can't we borrow from other sports? Baseball doesn't have all the answers to every single problem, but why not try what works in other places? And we obviously have discarded what doesn't. Maybe that's something worth considering if you can find a way to make the economics of it work. And as we know, that's the root of all the disagreement between players and owners and fans alike.
Oh, that's another five shows we could talk about there,
exactly.
As you know. Hey, buddy.
Exactly.
Thanks for the time. Chip Carey, of course, TV voice of the Cardinals. We see him on FanDuel Sports Network. And, buddy, we'll probably be catching up a little bit later on the offseason. Thanks so much.
Look forward to it, Scott. Happy Halloween to you and yours, and we'll see you guys in St. Louis soon. Thanks, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Back to the Graybar Sports Open Live on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Graybar Sports Open Line continues on KMOX. Scott Warman with you, and it is a pleasure indeed. My old buddy, we used to do radio shows way back in the day, back when the Rams were here. Of course, Jimmy Thomas not only covering the Rams, but also covering the Blues before he retired after a stellar career with the Post-Dispatch. He's got a book out. We're going to talk about it as he is our guest right now on KMOX. Happy Halloween, my friend.
Thank you. I'm going as a retired sports writer this year. How about yourself?
That'll fit you well, my friend. That'll fit you well.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's great to be with you, Scotty. Enjoyed those radio shows we did in the past. And,
awesome.
And enjoy your work now, be it radio or watching you do the Blues pre and post. And are you doing any Valley games this year?
We are doing Valley games, too. Absolutely. Got to stay in there. Jack Watkins keeps me employed, too.
There you go.
God
there
bless him.
Always enjoy on those broadcasts.
Well,
you're a great play-by-play man, my friend.
You're too kind, but I really do appreciate it. All right, you got a new book out. Tell the KMOX listeners about it.
It's called The Franchise St. Louis Blues. It's a history of the Blues. And when I was first contacted by Triumph Books out of Chicago, regional publishing firm out of Chicago, I was intrigued by just that there really hasn't been a history of the Blues. So this is an attempt to do that. Now, I had to do it in 80,000 words, which sounds like a lot, but I think we hit the high spots and some of the low spots. It was a lot of fun to do, Scotty. It was a lot of research, a lot of going through the archives, because obviously I'm not one of these writers that covered the Blues for 30 years. I covered them for only 6 years, the last 6 years of my career. But I mixed in some live interviews and with a lot of research. And again, the Blues, as you know, Scotty, I'm not telling you, very colorful history.
Oh my gosh, we were actually just kind of reminiscing about it with Bernie just the other day. So when you talk about research, what was a part of your research to look into all of this incredible Blues history over 50 plus years?
Well, I went through and just scoured the Post-Dispatch archives and actually even papers that were around back when we were more than a one newspaper town. Even the St. Louis Star Times, just whatever was in the old Post-Dispatch archives. But I have several chapters about the early Blues obviously making the Cup 3 years in a row, but a couple of the fun chapters were the period before the Blues were here and the hockey history before. The one thing that I didn't know until I started researching this book was St. Louis actually had an NHL team in 1934-35. They were called the St. Louis Eagles, and they were transplanted from the Ottawa Senators. They lasted only 1 year. They had financial problems, and then they were gone. And then so St. Louis had to wait a third of a century to get the Blues. And the Senators, my goodness, I don't think, when did the Senators come back? It was around whenever the current incarnation of them. Was that 1990?
Yeah, it was in the 90s. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so they had a long wait. And a lot of that was, it was just fun to look at some of the old history, the minor league history with the Flyers. The Chicago Blackhawks mm-hmm. actually played regular season games here, two seasons in the 50s. They weren't drawing very well at home. They had missed, they were in a stretch where they missed the playoffs 11 out of 12 seasons. And so 1 year in the 50s, they played six games here, six regular season games. And actually in St. Louis, they drew about what they were drawing in Chicago. And then the next year they played five games here and the attendance went down. And so that was it. So kind of a rich history of hockey, even before the Blues came here. Just one thing about those early days, there was the Flyers, 48-49. They were Western Division champs in previous, not the current American Hockey League, but a previous incarnation of the AHL. They drew 300,000 fans, a minor league team. They actually outdrew the St. Louis Browns baseball team. The Browns were still in town, so they were pretty popular.
I can tell you this firsthand. My grandpa, my mom's dad, went to those games, and he told me about it when he was alive, about going to watch the Flyers game. So he was one of those 300,000, went to several of those games when they were playing here. And you go back to you mentioned the Blackhawks. The Wirtz family was actually very influential of the Blues and St. Louis getting the expansion team back in the late 60s.
Yeah, no doubt. They own the arena, and kind of ironically similar to when St. Louis stole the Rams, I guess you could say, from L.A. Everyone thought Baltimore was the front runner, and it turned out to be St. Louis. Well, when they added six teams for the 67-68 season in the NHL, the so-called second six, they had given away or awarded five of the six expansion franchises. St. Louis was having trouble getting an ownership group, and supposedly Baltimore was regarded as the favorite then to get the sixth one, but it turned out to be St. Louis, in large part because the Blackhawks ownership also owned the arena, formerly known as for while as the Checkerdome, and they wanted to get rid of the property. So when the Solomon family agreed to buy the arena, that helped seal the deal. So as strange as it sounds for a longtime rival of the Blues, the Blues don't come into existence without the help of the Chicago Blackhawks.
It is wild. I know what the conversation we had with Bernie was. We were discussing, because he just had it on the podcast with Kelly Chase and Brett Hall, talking about the 83 season when they didn't even have a draft. And then Harry Ornest out of nowhere comes in. And of course, Harry was pinching every penny known to mankind. And just Bernie started relaying some of the stories I had heard before about all those 80, especially that 83 year. In fact, I remember the late, great Bobby Plager, who you were around. You know what an incredible ambassador of hockey and just what a character he was. I remember yes. Bobby telling me that he said, Scotty, he said, there would be like six of us that would go into work and we didn't necessarily have a job. We didn't get paid, but we go to the arena and we go in the office and we just kind of walk around, but we didn't know what we're going to do until we finally found out that somebody owned us. So they were just kind of in peril. Nobody had to know what was going on. There was just no business being done for an X period of time during 1983. I mean, that's just a professional hockey franchise. It seems wild, but I remember Bobby and Bernie talking about this.
I interviewed Bernie about this and used some of it for the book when Emil Francis died. I was on the road. Mm-hmm. covering. I think the Blues were playing in Philadelphia and talked to him about that time. And Bernie Federko, I mean, he was there for all of it. One of the anecdotes he told was how he had signed some sticks, hockey sticks, and I don't know, giving them to fans or charity. Emil Francis made him take them back and use them in the game. So he was using sticks that he had autographed in Blues games because they didn't have the money to buy new sticks. He also said the minor league team, which I believe was Kansas City then, they used like hand-me-downs, like warm-ups, warm-up apparel from the Blues. So they didn't even have new clothes. They were wearing used clothes as warm-up material. I mean, they were bankrupt. Emil Francis wouldn't even go to the league meetings because every time he'd show up, they want him to pay bills. Hey, you owe us this much. You owe us such and such this much. So every hockey, every professional sports franchise that's been around for a while will say, oh, my God, we have a colorful history. But I defy anyone to have a more colorful history than the Blues. And right after the time when they went bankrupt, then the Blues almost leave town and almost end up in Saskatoon. And, and I have chapters on all that.
Awesome.
Have some chapter, you know, about the Doug Wickenheiser and the Monday Night Miracle and also his illness and also Gary Unger and Bob Gassoff and the tragedy there with the motorcycle accident. There have been some tragic moments with the Blues, obviously some glorious moments with the Blues, and some humor in between.
A lot of humor with those characters. There's doubt about it.
as a longtime beat writer, mainly football, of course, I always got a little jealous of the hockey writers and the hockey media when Hull and Keenan were here.
Oh
my God. Every day must have been an adventure over there. Well, Keenan says this about Hull, then all the media goes over to Hull, and he fires back. Hull was a rarity, especially back then, but even today, you know, hockey players are the friendliest people on earth, but it's not like they're going to be the most, they're not the most outspoken group in terms of sound bites, but Bobby Hull, everything, partly I think it was Brett Hull, I keep saying Bobby, Brett was, he was, he strikes me as someone who, he did it a lot, just a sense of humor, but also he was very outspoken.
Well, you mentioned his dad. The apple didn't fall too far from the tree when we say that. That is the God's honest truth. All right, Jim Thomas is with us. Let's talk about right here and now with this Blues team. You still follow it, even though you're obviously retired from the Post-Dispatch and obviously winless in their last six. So what are you seeing from this team that has been struggling here of late?
Well, I was really, even though the outcome was wrenching, and poor Braden Schenn, I have just tremendous respect for him to have the penalty shot roll off his stick like that. But, you know, they deserved to win that game. I mean, they played very well. I think they had a 2-1 edge in shots on goal, and a lot of them were good chances, good quality chances. So hopefully maybe they're snapping out of it a little bit. But, you know, we've gotten spoiled by the goaltending many of the years. I mean, a long list of great goaltenders all the way back to Jacques Plante and Glenn Hall. But, you know, Binnington and Hofer, they're just overall, they're not playing well. So you have that, and you have just a lot of, you know, like bad plays where in the wrong place, the wrong position.
Yep.
And, but you know, I've been doing it long enough that I know that these things come and go. I think the Blues have a good team. I think they'll snap out of it. And I, like I said, I was really encouraged by how they played last night. I really liked, as did a lot of people, I'm sure, what they saw from Dvorsky. And Snugger is just going to get better and better. I mean, he's got a wicked shot. And Scotty, he's not afraid to shoot. The Blues need more people to shoot the puck. And it was encouraging to see Buchnevich over the second half of the game be a little more aggressive on the offensive end. Berube, when I covered the team, he used to get on Buchnevich constantly about shooting the puck. You've got to shoot the puck. You don't have to be as selfless as some of these players are.
Well, there's no doubt. Pavel is definitely a selfless guy, and I agree. He definitely needs to shoot the puck, and it did look, you're very spot on. Buchnevich looked a lot better in the second half of last night's game than what we've seen him, and they need him. Yeah, he's going to be really important, especially, Jimmy, when you think about the losses of Robert Thomas and Jake Neighbors, who's off to a great start, but we know losing Thomas is so huge for this hockey team right now.
Yeah, it is, and well, Neighbors too. He was mm-hmm. he was playing fantastic, and hopefully Thomas won't be as long term as Neighbors is. But you know, when something like this happens, it just opens up opportunities for other players. And if you're Dalibor Dvorsky, you want to make it impossible for the Blues to send you back down. You want to play so well that they want to keep you up there. And it's given some other players more minutes. I really like what I've seen from Matthew Joseph. Now, he's not really what you would call a finisher in terms of offensive skills, but he's very fast, and he's sound defensively, and is a good asset to have as maybe a third line or even occasionally a fourth line guy. And so I think this is maybe allowing him to get some more minutes. And like I said, some of the other players, it's just look at it as more of an opportunity because injuries happen. And you saw Vancouver was missing a couple of their top guys. And you just got to put your head down and make the most of it.
Jimmy Thomas, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And again, folks, if you were a Blues fan, you're going to love this because I've known Jimmy for a long time. And he puts his blood, sweat, and tears in anything that he does. And you got to check this book out. He was kind enough to give me a copy of his book, and it's called The Franchise. It's all about the history of the St. Louis Blues over 50 years and some incredible, incredible stories that he explained to you there in our conversation that we had with Jim Thomas. And again, go to Amazon or any of those bookstores, and you can check out Jim's book, again, The Franchise. All right, quick break on the Great Bar Sports Open Line, and we'll wrap up hour number one when we come back on The Voice of St. Louis.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Scott Warman back with you, sitting in for Matt Pauly on this Halloween edition of Sports Open Line on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Great to have you alongside. Hope everyone's having a very happy and safe Halloween. And we got more coming up in the second hour of the program. I want to thank our good friend, the TV voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, Chip Carey, joined us. Talked a little baseball as they're getting set for Game 6 from Toronto. By the way, baseball fans, George Springer, who was not in the lineup for the Jays in game number 5, is in the lineup for the Jays here in game number 6 as they try to close it out as Kevin Gausman gets the start for Toronto against Yamamoto, who has been just absolutely tremendous for the Dodgers, not only in the World Series with his complete game performance, but really throughout the entire playoffs as he'll get the start for the Dodgers as Los Angeles trying to keep it alive. They're down 3-2 in this elimination game up in Toronto. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we're going to talk some football. Of course, Kansas City Chiefs and Chiefs football right here on KMOX as 3:25 will be the kickoff on Sunday as the Chiefs will be in Buffalo to take on the Buffalo Bills. Dane and Hughes, a part of the Chiefs broadcast with the voice of the Chiefs. Mitch Holtus will join us, and also coming up, we'll talk some college basketball. The season kicks off on Monday, but we'll be hosting the NCAAs coming up, and we'll talk about that when we come back on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.